Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Just Break Up, the podcast about love, heartbreak, and all the relationship advice you don't want to hear. My name is Sierra DeMolder.
And I'm Sam Blackwell. And today we're going to answer a letter from somebody whose boyfriend is on Bumble. But before we begin, we just want to give you our Surgeon General's warning, which is that Sierra and I are not licensed mental health practitioners.
No, we're not. I was literally just in my mind thinking, like, my name is Sierra DeMolder, and being like, how weird it is to have a name. Like, I was having like one of those like sober high thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. How many edibles did you take last night for before bed?
No edibles. Nothing I could chew, if you know what I mean. But anyway, this is all to say, Sam and I are two normal human beings who are, I promise, somewhat sober and have good intentions, but questionable beliefs. So please take our advice as you see fit in your life. We are just here to offer our humble musings to hopefully shed some understanding and maybe some laughs about the incredibly rewarding but mostly confusing experience that is love. All right, I'm going to just dive right into today's letter. The letter is from Ginger, whose pronouns are she, her, who is writing to us from California. I am in my 30s and in a relationship with a man in his 30s. We have been dating for 8 months, exclusive for like 5 and official for 2. I'm curious, time out for a second. Do you have a working definition of like your stages of dating that differentiate exclusive and official? That's new to me.
Yeah.
But I also like, I always like dove in so fast.
Yeah, you were always like, let's go to the grocery store.
Yeah, let's get married immediately. But it makes sense, like exclusively seeing each other, but maybe not.
Yeah, exclusively is like we're not like sleeping with other people. And then in official is like, you're my boyfriend or girlfriend or significant other or whatever
partnered.
Word we're using.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
That's new to me because, again, just head first. Might as well just start calling me your wife in the cereal aisle. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I do know what you mean. I know your dating habits.
Okay. Recently, I was staying the night and woke up in the middle of the night to see him on his phone. I immediately recognized the yellow message bubbles on his screen and knew it was Bumble. I couldn't read the messages because the font was too small and he closed out of it. But I used to use, I know, I know.
Bro.
I used to use Bumble.
sorry. Why are you looking at Bumble in bed with your girlfriend? Like, if you're gonna.
Hold on. Save it. We got to get through the letter.
Okay.
Like, go to the bathroom.
No, honestly, if you're gonna cheat, be sneakier about it.
All right. But I used to use Bumble when I was single, so I recognized it. I started crying knowing what that meant, and he noticed and asked what was wrong. All right, I got to time out again because, like, bro, you know what is wrong. You were on Bumble in bed. Like, why are you playing dumb right now? All right, timing back in. I should have confronted him, but I wasn't thinking straight and lied about having a nightmare. That is the most womanly thing that I've like, that's the, all we do is swallow our own pain and like make it more palatable for other people. Mm-hmm. Like, oh no, it was me. I had a nightmare and it was you.
It's a living nightmare. Yes, absolutely. I woke up to my boyfriend on Bumble.
I'm sorry. Sam and I don't normally interrupt ourselves 14 times reading a letter. Here we go. Straight through to the end. No interruptions. Okay. Save it for later. Later, when he was in the shower, I downloaded Bumble and he popped up on my third swipe and he has premium too. I'm pretty sure from Googling it that only active accounts come up. I was so shocked and hurt. I don't know if I can bring it up now, though. He claims to love me and says I am his everything. And I feel loved, But then why would he be talking to someone else? I feel confused and betrayed. He's already spent a lot of time with my family and I've spent some time with his. We see each other most days. Do I confront him? Demand to see the messages? Do I just break up with him? I don't know what to do. He's always been protective of his phone and says going through your partner's phone is toxic. But now I wonder if he's just keeping more secrets.
All right, Ginger, I'm so sorry that this is happening to you.
Jokes aside, this is like a nightmare.
Absolutely. Literally. Yeah. No, it's just like it is so like destabilizing to be in a situation like this where it's like, oh, everything's going fine. Like we're on a trajectory where we seem to be aligned in our like we're spending all this time together. We're meeting each other's family, all of this stuff. He tells me he loves me. And then like have this like big thing that sort of like undermines all that we thought was true about our relationship that like completely changes it or like flips it on its head. And, you know, I know that like for me as somebody who was cheated on and like people who I've talked to who have had situations where somebody has like stepped outside the boundaries of their relationship, like the number one thing is like it makes you feel crazy because you don't know how to trust this person. Like, how can it be true that you're sitting here telling me you want to be with me and then also like intentionally reneging on the commitments that we've made for each other? Yeah. Like, who am I supposed to trust here? Like the person who's on Bumble or the person who sleeps in my bed most nights, right? Like that. And like, they're the same person, unfortunately. And that's really confusing. So I'm sorry that this is all happening to you. You know, Sierra and I joke about this kind of stuff, but it's like a trauma joke, you know, like we're laughing at the sheer audacity of this man. And also like that audacity is hurtful. It's painful for you. And that really sucks. So we're going to give you some advice about how to break up with this loser after the break.
Didn't see that coming.
But
we'll be right back.
Before we do that, we'll be right back. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? I will tell you that I 100% am in that 75% of people. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had maybe, I don't know, 15 subscriptions, but I couldn't believe it when actually I had way more than that. And it was things that I both had forgotten about and not forgotten about, but like seeing it all in one place was a real sort of amazing moment of clarity for me. From streaming services and fitness apps and delivery services, like everyone's trying to sell you a subscription now. And Rocket Money is great because it helps make sure that you're no longer wasting money on the ones that you forgot about.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. And if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps. I love how the dashboard helps me see this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. It is humbling and incredibly helpful. Uh-huh. And they'll also help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/justbreakup.
That's rocketmoney.com/justbreakup. rocketmoney.com/justbreakup. All right, my darlings, welcome back. And to our letter writer again, I'm so sorry that this happened. You are at the point in your relationship where you are feeling the good things, you are feeling the growth, you're feeling the investment, and you're definitely starting to feel the security, and something like this happens. And You know, I honestly chose this letter because I think it's A, relatable, and B, like it's relatable because cheating and or whatever this is, you know, I like that Sam said steps outside of the bounds of the relationship because we don't know what you define as cheating in your relationship. But two, this is also relatable because you didn't say something. And so many of us, I joked about it earlier, but we take our pain, we take our discomfort, and we take our needs in relationship and sort of swallow them, contort them, ignore them, allow them to fester, let them come out in like other ways, or not at all. And I can see you already doing that by, you know, sort of skirting around the confrontation of like, what is this, right? Or even just not directly asking your partner, what's going on here? What are you doing? And what are you getting from it? And how do you see our relationship in alignment with that behavior? You know, avoiding that conversation in its entirety tells me that you are very well versed at swallowing your needs. And it also tells me that you're invested in this relationship and you're afraid of what could come out of that confrontation. You're afraid of what would have to happen if you confronted him and found out, yes, it is true. He's on Bumble talking to other people. And then you have to deal with the conflict of your morals and desires or comfortabilities or whatever it is. Like, I'm making a lot of assumptions here because we don't know if you're, you know, we don't know what you define as cheating or as stepping outside of the bounds of your relationship. We don't know if you would, if he's going to be honest. We don't know if he is honest, is that something you're going to be comfortable with? Like, we don't know. But what I can assume is that you don't like this because you wrote to strangers, you know. And Sam and I, obviously, if this happened to either of us 8 months into a relationship, we would feel really destabilized too. Anyway, so I really connect to the idea that I connect to your instinct of like, oh man, if I face this head on, if I right size my discomfort with this behavior, then I actually have to follow through and hold them accountable to it, right? Like I actually have to either break up with this otherwise good thing and face that discomfort or what? I don't know. And I think that's what's most relatable here. Like not everyone has like woken up in the middle of the night to find their partner, you know, doing something untrustworthy. But so many of us avoid dealing with our desires or our issues or our concerns because we're not sure we can like stand up for ourselves fully. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I also think like the ways that our bodies respond to like shock or, you know, like sometimes we hold ourselves to like, oh, I should have known exactly what to do in that situation or in that moment. And like, there's so many ways in which like surprise, shock, whatever it might be, like just like shortcuts our ability to think, right? Like we just like, it's like, zoop, shut down. Like so many different things come up, like denial or avoidance or fawning or whatever it might be that like are sort of like ingrained in us. And that often feels like outside of our, like our mammal brains to be able to think about, right? Like, it's totally reptilian. It's totally like, oh, I'm in danger. I'm going to do what I need to do to stay safe. Right. Like, and how unsafe did that moment feel when you were like in bed with this person and you woke up and saw that like that he was untrustworthy? Like, of course your response was to not immediately confront this person.
Also, I'm thinking about it too, because like, sorry, I'm just like picturing being in bed and being like, I'd be like, okay, I'm 80% sure I just saw Bumble, but I'm not 100%, and I don't want to come off.
For sure.
As like this,
what if he was like looking at a screenshot on Reddit or something, right? Like there's, totally. You know what I mean? Like there are lots of things you could tell yourself about what's going on here.
Yeah. So I appreciate the hesitation and also hate that you had to do that extra sleuthing only to be proven right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Gross feeling. Yeah, for sure.
So what do you do in this situation, right? What are we?
I love when Sam hits us with a, so what are we doing, friends?
Yeah, like, what? So, like, what's going, what are we going to do now?
No, but legit, like, what do we do now? Well, we have to go to the partner. We have to bring this to the light.
I mean, you don't have to. You can just break up with him over Bumble if you wanted to. That could be fun. I'm really petty today. I don't know why this is coming out.
Let me preface everything we're about to say by saying you don't have to break up with this person. And in fact, like 98% of the other episodes on our catalog, probably more like 70, Sam and I would probably like be a more curiosity forward approach, right? Truthfully, when I read this letter, I got right up out of my office and walked out to where my wife was like doing work and, you know, interrupted her work to be like, hey, if this happened to you in a relationship of this length, you know, how would you respond? And I wanted to ask her because she's very secure. She's very like self-driven. She has a strong sense of self and like has always had like a very strong grasp on her rights as a person in relationships, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know,
that's real.
And so I wanted to hear what someone who is really like securely attached would say. And she was like, well, I would probably ask them, like, what are they getting from this? And how do they see that in the context of our relationship? Like, what do they need? And then I was like, yeah, that makes sense. But also, like, could you trust them? And she was like, well, I mean, I would probably break up with them eventually.
Yeah, that's real.
So Sam and I are not, you know, we're not immediately saying you have to break up with them. We do want you to go into this like with a little bit of curiosity. And also, I don't want your curiosity and your compassion to be outsized. I don't want it to be bigger than your trusting your own intuition, making space for the discomfort that this made you feel. Yeah. You know, like that's really what I see from this letter of like that tension between wanting things to be different, wanting things to stay good, wanting to be loved despite this poor behavior, and trying to figure out how to like what takes up this most space, the potential of this relationship, the discomfort from the stepping outside of the bounds of it. How do you decide?
For sure. Absolutely. And I'm really trying to practice some self-awareness around like why this particular behavior is so like deal breaker done for me. You know, like
I think it's actually a really good thing to be deal breaker done.
No, and I'm like trying to investigate it. And like I think what is so egregious about this particular situation for me and like why I feel like such a strong reaction to it is the like this is like so early on in the relationship and like you two just became official 2 months ago. You know what I mean? It's like this is like there's no reason for this. Like if you were interested in dating other people, you could have just said that as opposed to saying yes to this thing. You know what I mean?
Boom, boom, boom. Yep.
Absolutely. And then like the audacity of doing it while next to you in bed like that is really triggering for me.
Let me tell you the icing on the cake for me is the relief he must have felt.
Yeah, when you were like, it's just a nightmare.
It was a nightmare. And he's like, woo! He probably was like, oh, honey.
Absolutely. So sad about that nightmare. Whatever.
Okay.
And then it's just the, you know, I think that like, for me, the bounds, like the softer edges of my understanding of like what's appropriate and not appropriate in a relationship is that like, is for me, it's like, it's one thing if it's like, oh, I met somebody in a bar and we like hooked up or something or like what, but like the actual process of like going back on a dating app and talking paying for premium, talking to multiple people is just it just makes me feel so gross about like what this behavior is. And I think that's why I'm reacting so strongly. Whereas like in other places, I think I would sit and be like, I'm curious, you know, like I want to learn more, but I think there has to be an edge where our, like people aren't owed our curiosity anymore. Right. Like when their behavior is so disrespectful that it's like, I don't need to be curious about why you did this anymore. What's actually more important is that I like put enough space between you and me that like your behavior doesn't continue to hurt me. And for me, like, this is it. This is the line. We've reached it. We've gone past it in a couple steps, I think. And so that's why I'm so much like, I don't even, if it were me, it would not feel worth it for me to have a curious conversation with this person. I would be like, I saw this. I found you on Bumble. You did this in bed with me. We're done. Like, this is not a place for us to figure things out together. Like, this is too far beyond what's acceptable for me. And that might be different for you, letter writer, right? Like, you might want to sit in more curiosity around this. This might feel different for you and your body. I don't know. But for me, and as like a friend of yours, I want to be like, no, this man is trash. Like, what are you doing? This is like, this behavior is so outside of what is okay to be doing that. Like, why? I don't give this person the time of day. You deserve better than whatever this person is giving you.
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted one of us to say so blatantly, because I see the folding. I see the, like, how, you know, am I allowed to bring this up again? Absolutely.
Oh my God,
this
absolutely,
is your
yes.
life. It's your, like, REM sleep. You know what I mean? Like, it's your vulnerability. It's your investment. And I do want to say, like, the thing that makes breakups so fucking hard and so painful is investment, is feeling like, well, we've already met each other's families. He tells me these good things. I feel good with him. And that is all so, 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 so valuable. And so is your discomfort. So is your ability to trust. So is your ability to feel respected by your partner. I don't want to discredit everything that you love about this person. And also, I really don't want you to discredit how this makes you feel. And so I want you to, like, again, I've been using these words like right size or downsize, like right size this and make sure that it's center stage, this discomfort, because it can be a teacher. It can tell you what are the bounds or the parameters that you're willing to put up with, or what do you need from him to, if you do want to stay with him. But honestly, I don't think this relationship is cursed, but this is not a good sign. This is not a good look, bro. Like, this doesn't make me feel like you're invested in your quote, everything.
Right. Clearly not.
And
clearly there's other things we're spending time on.
To be honest, I don't feel good saying that out loud, because I know the person that hurts the most is you,
yeah,
not
that's
him.
Real. Yep.
That's what sucks about this letter, is that, like, I know you're the one that's hurting right now, not bro over on fucking premium, you know?
For sure. I think it's also, like, important to remember as we're talking about this, that your trust of this person is not what hurt you, right? This person's behavior hurt you. And I know that, like, you know, there's this idea of, like, should I confront him? Should I check his messages? Should I look at his phone? And I think that that is not the road to go down, because it doesn't solve the actual problem, which is that, like, this person betrayed your trust. And there's really no explanation for that. And I think that, like, so many of us, when after we've been harmed, look at this situation and say, like, oh, if I hadn't trusted, if I had gone through his phone earlier, I would have seen these messages and it wouldn't hurt as much. Or if I had just not agreed to, like, be with him, then this, like, never would have happened. And none of that is true, right? Like, all of this stuff hurts, but not because you trusted this person, but because they betrayed the trust that you had for him. And I think it's important to remember that, so that we don't go down a path where it's like you start to close yourself off to the potential of trustworthy people, because you're afraid that trust is the problem here, because it's not. Like, I'm so sorry that this man betrayed your trust in this way. Like, that's not great behavior. Like, that, it makes me uncomfortable. And I'm honestly, like, I'm pretty pissed at this person, and that trust didn't harm you. He did. And so let's put the anger and the frustration in the right place and on the right shoulders.
Yeah, totally. We know this is really challenging. We know this is painful. again, it's a silver lining that Sam is going to not want me to say or like be mad at me for saying.
I love this. Do it anyway.
It's still a young relationship. So maybe there are dynamics that can change, right? It's not like he's been doing this for like 5 years with you, but the other side of that coin is, you know, he had an opportunity to tell you it's not good. It's not a good foot to start on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know Sam's making a face. I know.
It's not a great foundation. You know what I mean? Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if this relationship is to be salvaged, or to be righted or to be healed, I mean, there's gotta be some serious accountability, because
for sure
it's so early on. It's like, what are you doing, man?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Okay. Why did you agree to be exclusive 5 months ago? That's so short a time.
People have wounds.
They have, and that is, they have lots of wounds.
We anyway. Have wounds. Okay. All right, y'all. To our letter writer, I want you to mostly know that you have two strangers like heated up in their recording studios across the country, and we are seeing what a painful time this is, and we are seeing you leaning on those most available patterns, which are to fold away your needs and to not confront the discomfort at fear of losing the love, right? But it's 2024. We are sick of accepting crumbs. We're sick of accepting poor behavior. We're here for discomfort. We're here to do the work, but we're not here to be disrespected like this. So I hope you feel loved and heard and gassed up and ready to confront this partner and say you don't deserve to be treated in this way.
Mm, absolutely. We love you, if that's not abundantly clear, and we hope that this helps.
Thanks for writing.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like more content from us, or if you would like access to our monthly office hours, which is when we hop on Zoom with our patrons and answer questions and talk with folks, you can support us on Patreon. If you support us for as little as $5 a month, you'll get an additional bonus weekly episode, as well as access to those office hours. That's patreon.com/justbreakuppod.
You can slide into our DMs, send us your favorite relationship meme, but most importantly, you can submit your questions about all matters of the heart at justbreakuppod.com, which is the only place you can submit letters to us to be read on air. That's also where you can find our merchandise if you want to wear some Just Break Up swag. Do people still say swag?
I don't know.
Merch. T-shirts, things like that.
Please remember to like, follow, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating and review. This literally keeps our mics on and helps us reach more brokenhearted strangers who need two random strangers giving them relationship advice. I didn't say that right, but that's fine.
Original music, recording, editing, producing, all magical things by our good friend Spencer Worth Davis. Make sure to check out his podcast and his music. And remember, it might feel painful to say no to good enough love. It might feel impossible to walk away from something that feels, you know, more comforting than leaving them. But there is love out there that doesn't make you work so hard, that doesn't leave you disappointed or feeling disrespected. There is love out there that reciprocates your effort. You deserve it. And if all else fails,
just break up.